Chapter 29, Casing the Joint. March went through every bathroom in the Museum of Natural History. Since Murph the Surf's day, security had improved, to say the least. He could see no way in. What was Alfie thinking? You wanted me to pull off this heist, Pop. Give me a hint, will you? Thanks to Virginia Hayes, the three of them had shopped at the computer store and now had smartphones and a tablet. He texted Darius. No luck here. Where are you? Under the whale. He made his way to the Milstein Hall of Ocean Life. The hall was an enormous room with two levels of dioramas of fish and marine life. Hanging overhead was a model of a gigantic blue whale. This was the hall where the gala party would take place on Friday night, tomorrow night. He joined Darius and Izzy on the lower level, starting up at the whale. 94 feet long, 21,000 pounds, and made of fiberglass, Darius said. Adorable, March said. So for the event, this whole space will be filled with tables, he frowned. Less than ideal conditions for a smash and grab. March strolled the perimeter, guards, cameras, unmarked doors with signs that said emergency exit, alarm will sound, or no admittance. The best way out would be on the lower level. Always avoid stairs if you can. But he couldn't see weaving in and out of tables with an amber necklace in his hands. Any ideas? Darius asked. As Alfie used to say, the getaway is always the biggest problem. I'm worried about getting in, sure, but I'm mostly worried about getting out. There's security everywhere. And that's just the stuff I can see. There are always backup systems in place. Maybe Alfie didn't mean it literally, Darius said. Like, what's the lesson of the original job? What did your pop admire about it? Simplicity, March said. Visit the place. Open a window. Come back later. But that was back in 64. We've got alarms and guards and people that night and waiters, right? And a stage, Izzy said. March swiveled and regarded her. What? She seemed to shrink under the attention. For the choral concert, she said in a tiny voice. Leon is a big benefactor of school choruses in New York City. They're picking the best ones of all the private schools, and they're all going to sing at the beginning of the evening. Marsh sprang forward and enveloped Izzy in a hug. She turned rosy. I did good? What are you thinking? Darius asked. Marsh smiled.